Blog Talk Radio.
That the voice cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate and longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all. And he said, love me. Love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. Searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today.
Another day's journey, and I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it. Amen. Another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. Truly, we thank God for you tuning in and listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We certainly praise God for you and all of our listeners that's on the internet live, and those that may come into the chat room a little bit later, and even those that go into the archives. It's a wonderful privilege to be afforded this opportunity to come each and every day and share the Word of God with you. The Bible says in Psalms, oh, how sweet and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We're not here to argue. We're not here to debate. We're not here to compete. We're here to lift up the name of Jesus. We're here to encourage you, to inspire you, to enlighten you, to enrich you, and to empower you where you can pursue your destiny in Christ Jesus. How many know that we have a destiny in Christ Jesus? Amen. And the only way we can pursue that destiny is to continue to be attentive to God's word, continue to call on him daily to continue to study, to show thyself approved. The Bible says study to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, sometimes when you hear people say, I'm a minister, they say, well, I don't preach, I don't teach. Well, we all are ministers of the gospel. Whether you preach or teach, your responsibility is to witness. To witness, that's what a minister does. He witnesses to others. He provides spiritual counseling and direction and encourage somebody to come to Christ. So that's, we all are ministers. You know, we all have different categories and we all have different gifts in that category, but we all are ministers of the gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And if you stay focused and always remember that, you'll never go wrong. You'll never err. Ha! You may make some mistakes, hallelujah, and you may make a wrong turn sometime, but God is always there to steer us and get us back on that main highway. Amen. So we're just thankful for what God is doing with this ministry. I truly thank God for the young lady that have been helping us, and you all may have heard me mentioning her name quite frequently on this broadcast, because she's done so much in a matter of less than 30 days than we have had done within the 14-month period of this particular broadcast. So we thank God for faithful faith, and thank God bringing her into our lives, and also thank God for her mother that introduced us to her. So we thank God for the divine connections, and I tell you, God is yet still moving. So we want you to know that we are on this broadcast Monday through Friday. Amen. Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 3 p.m. Central Time and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also on Saturday morning, Minister Billy Burns hosts a segment called They Overcame. If you have any testimonies, or if you have friends and family that have a miraculous testimonies of what God has done in their life, I encourage you to tune in on early Saturday morning. That is 5 a.m. I know it's a sacrifice for us Westerners to get up at 5 a.m. in the morning. But how many know when you want something from God, it don't matter what time of day it is, you'll make the sacrifice. So make the sacrifice. That's 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And she lives in North Carolina. So you all that's in the Carolina, you have no excuse. 8 o'clock in the morning is late for me. It may be late for some of you all. So join her on They Overcame on Saturday morning. And on Sunday morning, we began this early Sunday morning prayer in September. Amen. And the Lord spoke to me and said, just get on the line for about 30 minutes and offer up some prayer. Hallelujah. I was offering it up anyway, so why not invite you all to tune in and get in with this prayer with us? So we thank God for that. That airs at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is, again, 9 a.m. Central Time and 10 a.m. Eastern Time. I know on the East Coast, you all are already headed to your houses of worship, but here in California at 7 a.m., you know, we don't have a lot of churches that doing early morning services at 8 in the morning. So, hey, you right up and you're ready to get busy and just give God some praise. Amen. We're certainly excited. Also, we've been invited to speak on next Friday. So mark your calendars and come out, come and tune in and support me. We've been invited to speak on a radio broadcast, and this is a live studio in Connecticut. Amen. And a friend of ours, Prophetess Barbara Teal, introduced us to W as in wine, D as in David, J as in Jack, Z as in zebra radio.com, and they have a live studio. So I am going to be the guest on that broadcast next Friday, and that will air at 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that is 11:30 Central and 12:30 Eastern Time next Friday morning. And that will be with Thomas Hardy, a.k.a. Big T, Mr. Thomas Hardy. So he is the facilitator of that radio broadcast during that particular hour. The call-in number, if you want to call in and listen to the live broadcast, you can do so, or you can listen at WDJZRadio.com, and you can view their website there and see the wonderful things that they're doing in the Connecticut and that particular locale. The studio number is area code 203-367-4395. Once again, that's area code 203-367-4395. And I have Faithful is going to be working on a flyer to get that up. So if you all, again, I want to let you know, if you all are in ministry or you're aspiring to go into ministry, amen, you need some visuals, you need some business cards, you need a Facebook page, you need to tap into these social medias. We're not on these social medias talking about our boyfriends and our girlfriends and what we're cooking for dinner today. We're not doing that kind of stuff. And I don't, you know, I don't begrudge those at all, but, you know, that's not what we're on the social media networks for. We're on that social media network where we can be a voice for Jesus, a voice for our Lord and Savior. That's what we're on there encouraging people, not talking all this other crazy stuff that some of these folks engage in, okay? So that's what we're there for, and it's a wonderful tool. It's a wonderful advertising tool. It's a wonderful tool to get out the gospel. Amen? Amen. So I invite you all, that those that don't have beautiful pages, if you want a beautiful Facebook page done, Faithful Space is the one that I am directing you all to contact, and she will certainly do you good. And she's doing the Facebook pages covered for you at only $35. So you don't want to miss that. So especially if you're in ministry, you want to look as though, not look, you want to have a beautiful look. But if you just haven't looked and there's no substance behind that look, then, hey, it's for naught. So we're asking you to support her and that venture, and I tell you, she will certainly bless you as she prepare and do your work for you. She's also working with evangelist Priscilla Williams, who has launched, a girlfriend of mine I love dearly, and she has launched a prayer line and also launching a ministry called Yes, I Care. And she, one day, if she comes on today, we'll give her some time to talk about that. Yes, I care. How many know that when you going through trials and tests and tribulations and you're sick and you don't have anybody to look to come and aid and assist you? Well, this ministry she's launching is able to facilitate and help in those areas where you're not able to get out and take care of some of your personal business. Then this Yes, I Care ministry will be available to you. So look for Evangelist Lucilla, and you can access her information. Her prayer line is at 8 a.m. in the morning Pacific Standard Time. It's on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And Sister Evangelist Lucilla is faithful. She has supported the Circle of Love. She has supported New Destiny Ministries, and she is a member Christ Redeeming Center with our pastor, Dr. King. Amen. So we encourage you to tune in and see what she's doing and tap into that also. Amen. Amen. So we just thankful for what God is doing. Truly, God is a good God. And we give him the glory. We give him the praise. We thank God for Apostle Johnson. We thank God for the young man on yesterday, Prophet Carlos Pearson. I tell you, he just gave us another perspective on, you know, dealing with these demons. Hate the demon, but love the person. So we just thank God for what God is doing, doing. We thank God for Sister Mims and Sister Barbara Williams and all of the newcomers that have come on this line. You may be new to this line, but you're not new to the body of Christ. Amen. And we embrace you as our sisters and brothers. We love you with the love of God. Amen. We also thank God for Sister Carter, all the way out in San Jose, California. So right on here, thank God for Lady Carol. You know, if it wasn't for Lady Carol and Evangelist Lucilla, I wouldn't have never ventured into this particular arena. But they invited me to tune into the Circle of Love in 2011. And just having that experience to learn and see what Pastor Adams does, and he's a good friend of mine. And that bug just ignited me, because anytime I can do something for the Lord, that's what I'm about. I'm not about no self-edification, because I know one thing. If I do what God has called me to do, all of this other stuff is going to attach itself to me. When we go back to the Psalm 23, we say the Lord is our shepherd. In that last verse, David says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So goodness and mercy is attached to my life. Goodness and mercy is attached to those that have picked up their cross and decided to follow Jesus. Goodness and mercy shall follow you. Favor is off on your life, and there's nothing nobody can do about it. Hallelujah. The haters, all they can do is participate and become celebrators. Amen. Because you can't stop God's program. Hey, hallelujah. You cannot stop God's program. So remember that message from yesterday. And that message, oh, God, I thank you, I thank you. It's still marinating in my spirit today because it was on time. Hallelujah. It was a right now word. Take the demon. Recognize that demon, and don't look at it being the person. Look at that demon that is using that person. Love the person, but hate the demon. Oh, that's a message again for the day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it's not for me to preach. Oh, God, I see Evangelist Joshua on the line, and I just got to open up the line while she's here, because she might drop off at any time. And I just want to give God, you know, this is the day the Bible said, give honor to whom honor is due. And I thank God for this wonderful mother. She's a mother and sister and evangelist in Christ Jesus. And I tell you, she's been with us from the inception of this broadcast. But how many know we, when you have family, when you have children and grandchildren and the like, you know, there's always some challenges. So she haven't been able to be on the line. But you're talking about a woman of God that know this word. You're talking about a master of the word. Huh? Evangelist Joshua know this word. She is a master teacher. That's what I call her. Amen. So she haven't been able to be on the line with us, but we just thank God for her and thank God for her commitment. And thank God for her diligence and everything that she has done to support this broadcast. So, Evangelist Joshua, we miss you, and you got to come on in and get on this teaching with this Acts of the Apostles. Please get on it. Give us one day where you can come in and teach one of these chapters in the book of Acts. So I'm going to go to her right now and just get some words from her, because I haven't seen her. She come in and off, and she has to get right off. So God bless you, Evangelist Joshua. We love you.
Praise the Lord. I had you on mute again. Praise the Lord. How are you?
We're wonderful.
Oh, God bless everyone that's on the line. Praise the Lord. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. Who is the head of our life. Amen. And I can say that. Hallelujah. He is truly the head of my life. I thank the Lord for on yesterday, according to times and seasons, we're in the time of love. Amen. We are to love. He gave us, he said, this is the commandment that I will give to you, that we're to love one another as Christ has loved us. Amen. Hallelujah, and love our neighbors as ourselves. Love God, love our brother and sister and our neighbors. Amen. God has been good to us. I was thinking, I said, you know, he has preserved us through so many things. And in Psalms 86, it says, preserve my soul, O Lord. He has preserved us and kept us. No greater love can we find anywhere. And we should love one another. Don't mean we always like everything that we do or things that we say. But we should, love should cover it all, says it covers all faults. Amen. And so I just praise the Lord for being here today. I give honor, like I said, to God, because he has preserved me up until this time. And Lord's willing, we'll go on to be with each other. And maybe I can come in one day, Evangelist Bernard, and try to catch this book of Acts before you're out of it. I've listened in and out, and I tell you, my feet just stomping. I got so many things, you know, you want to say. But we just praise God, and we thank God for giving you this. We thank you for the opportunity. Glad that you're going on. We pray that God will continually bless you in your endeavors to please him. And everyone on the station, we're praying that God will bless every endeavor that you may have coming forward in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen, amen. We certainly miss this woman of God. I tell you, those of you that have just joined us a few weeks ago, you all haven't had an opportunity to hear her, but she is a powerful woman of God. And I'm telling you, a teacher, she is a teacher, and I'm just not talking. I'm telling, I see Sister Phillips on the line also, and I tell you, God always have a way of providing. You know, God always makes provision for your vision. When you have a vision, God always makes provision for that vision. And I tell you, on Tuesday and Wednesday, as we hosted Pastor Hamilton, and he was able to teach on our regaining our birthright, I called on this woman of God, and she came forth, and I mean she worked. You talking about somebody could run this blog talk radio? Evangelist Phillips got it down. I can remember when I was starting off and I was, you know, was trying to do these songs, and I didn't know how to get them to come on, to play real clear and everything, and I called Evangelist Phillips, and I said, what am I doing? Where do I go to download all these songs and what have you? And she took her time. She was very patient, and she walked me through that. She walked me through that. So I thank God for her today, and I'm going to open up the lines and let her just greet you all in the name of Jesus. Evangelist Phillips.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and it's such a beautiful day. We should all rejoice and be glad in it. I give honor to God, who is not just the head of my life, and I know y'all tired of hearing me say that, but he is my entire life. Hallelujah. He's not just the head. He's my entire life, because without him, I know I would be dead in my grave. I thank God for this program on today. Praise the Lord. It was my reasonable duty, my reasonable service to help the woman of God. Hallelujah. We are supposed to help one another. Amen. Encourage one another. Lift each other up in the name of Jesus. So that's what I did. Call on me, and if I'm available, I will do what thus said the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God is such a good God. He's worthy to be praised. And Psalm 23 is one of my favorite scriptures, although the Bible is my favorite book. But, you know, we have certain scriptures that we just love to quote. And the first one says, the Lord is
my shepherd. Hallelujah. He is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Why would I want anything else with the Lord being my shepherd who saved me from myself? Can't nobody else do it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I just love him today, and I love the scripture. Now faith is the substance. But the first two words says now faith.
Now.
Not later faith, not tomorrow faith, not last week faith, but right now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Well, if you can see it, you don't have any faith. Hallelujah. Where's the faith if you can see it? Praise God. So I thank and praise God today for this beautiful day that he's allowed us to come together again in fellowship. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. Praise the Lord, and God bless each and every one on the line. I truly enjoyed what I did hear from Pastor Hamilton. He is truly a man of God. Hallelujah. And I said on yesterday, if you stay in the book, you won't be a crook. God bless you.
Evangelist Phillips have all kind of little quotes and things that make you laugh, I tell you. But you know what? I thank God for this broadcast, and, you know, I'm not, those of you that know me personally, you know I'm an out-of-the-box person. I don't operate in a box, so I'm an out-of-the-box person, and, you know, I'm a little unorthodox sometimes, so, you know, this is not a program that is governed by a set order. I have no set order. I move as the Spirit of God leads me. And that is what that is how he's leading me today. We have a speaker waiting in the wings, and we have increased our broadcast time to 2 hours live. So that gives me a little more latitude to make some announcements and also to honor and give honor to people. You know, when people make sacrifices of their time and come on this broadcast to preach and to teach and to be supportive of one another, that means something. They can be doing some of anything at this hour. So I appreciate them taking the time and coming on and supporting the speakers and supporting the ministry. It is a blessing. And as I look today, I see some of those that started with us in the very beginning of this broadcast. And I tell you, they're still here with us. Some have fallen by the wayside, but we still lift them up in prayer. Because, you know, you can't please everybody. Everybody's not going to support you. Everybody's not going to give you 100. Jesus didn't get 100. So I would be foolish to think I'm going to get 100. Amen. But I thank God for these men and women of God that have weathered the storm. You know, I thank God for them. And I'm going to Sister Ruby right now, and then I'm going to go to Lady Carol and Sister T, because these are people that have weathered the storm. These are people that when they were going through their trials and their tribulations, and when they were, as some of them said, kicked to the curb, they got on this broadcast, and the Lord allowed every day a word was being spoken to encourage them, to let them know that people may kick you to the curb, but if God haven't kicked you to the curb, baby, guess what? There's some more life still left. When folks kick you to the curb, they want to kill you. Hallelujah. They don't want nothing good to transpire in your life. But, oh, I serve a God, hallelujah, that remembers when others forget. Because see, people forget your labors of love. People forget the things that you've done and the time and the sacrifices and sometimes your money and sometimes you're cooking and you deny your children. You don't even cook no food for them because you're about ministry. Hallelujah, you're about the Lord. But we got to set our house in order. Yeah, you'll be about ministry, but you got to take care of your personal business too. And this woman I'm about to bring on now, she pounding me every day about stewardship, about being a good steward and doing this and doing that. And God has blessed her where she has been a good steward. And you know it takes some of us a little bit longer to really appreciate stewardship. So I thank God for her, and then I'm going to Lady Carol, and then to Sister T, and then we're going to get right on with our speaker. I got to give honor to these women today. I really do, and I didn't know who was going to be on the line, and that's how God is. He don't want you to know everything. Hallelujah, because if he tell you everything, hey, you won't even appreciate him. You know, we take things for granted. So sometimes the Lord said, just let it flow the way it flow. I know who's going to be on the line. I know how the program going to go today. You might have a set agenda, Adrian, but guess what? Your agenda is not mine. Amen? So God bless you, Sister Ruby.
Oh.
You're doing it a different way today, huh, Vandis Bernard?
Led of the Holy Ghost today.
Okay, well, I always felt like you always led. Praise the Lord, everybody. It's just a blessing to be on the line as the Lord would have his way. And, you know, I was just thinking, Evangelist Josh was on the line, and she's in and out, huh? Like I told you, she's busy with the grandchildren or whatever. But it's always a blessing to hear everybody's voice and their scripture. But with me, I say, well, you know, Lord, I just love Psalms 23.
Mm.
So it's like the Lord is my shepherd.
Mm.
Shall not want. And verse 2, when I was going through such hard time with my daughter passing, I know a lot of people have passed, and mothers, fathers, and sisters and brothers, but it's not nothing like your child. And I'm always thinking that, in my mind, always felt like I'm going to go before her. And she wasn't mm-hmm. sick outward, but she evidently she was sick in when the Lord took her home. But that thing like to took me out of here. And I need the Lord. I'm saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. But I say, Lord, I just don't know. I went in and out. I'm not complaining, saints. I'm just giving a little testimony of how
That's
Jesus
right.
will work and bring you by the wayside, even though I'm not where I need to be at this point, because it's going on 2 years, and I'm just, one day I'm up, one day I'm down, but Jesus knows. In verse 2, you know what I love so much is that he made it me to lie down in green pastures. He healeth me. At the still water. You know, he healeth you and he carries you. And I said, Lord, I just thank you, because it almost took me out of here. I didn't want to do anything for the ministry. I didn't, and I witness and I go forth and always looking to be outdoors to get God's people. But I said, Lord, I can't do it. I can't. And it ain't that I ain't saved now, mind you. The thing
right.
was so devastating, and it was my only child. And I guess I keep going back to this point that I, in my mind, on this earth, you couldn't have told me that my child wasn't going to bury me first.
Mm-hmm.
And she was 52 years old, had retired and worked at the post office 32 years, had retired, was going to a new career and just jolly and happy. But, you know, I say the Lord keep you, because I don't want to hold up the line that much. I don't talk a lot, but I'm going to put this one in. And I said, Lord, I got so sick about 6 months before she left here. I couldn't walk. I had to crawl. I was in a wheelchair. They took me to the hospital. I had to go to a convalescent ministry where they had physical therapy to bring me up out of that wheelchair, and then to a walker, to a cane. And you know what? The Lord let my daughter, she had retired. I didn't understand it. And he let her come up here with her husband, and they stayed. And our relationship grew. I mean, I could never, all the relationship, it was just like the Lord was in it, but I didn't understand that he was going to take her home. But I asked everybody on the line, the pastor, to pray for my strength, that I get back to where I can work for the kingdom of God, because it's my first love. And I just, and I'm on the line sometimes I'm not. I just don't want to talk. I don't want to do anything. But pray for my strength. And I thank you, Evangelist Bernard. It's just such rough sometimes. Amen. I'm not complaining, saints. I'm just saying what's on the tablets of my heart, and my heart is not healed yet. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 But God knows, Sister Ruby, and you, every time you come on this line, there's healing. Every time you come on this line, people that don't even know you, Apostle Johnson, the prophet yesterday, they don't know you, but the Bible says try the spirits. Hallelujah. They are men and women of God that can discern. Hallelujah. And God, the young man told you yesterday, somebody, I heard what he said. He said, somebody wants you out of here. Didn't he say it? He said, but you shall live and not die.
Hallelujah.
You on yesterday. So you're going to live, Sister Ruby. Grieving is a process. You don't get through it overnight. It's been more than 2 years. I buried a daughter. My daughter was young. She didn't live out a full life as your daughter. But she was a young woman at 25 years old. Hallelujah. So it's been 14 years. And nobody know that pain. It's a different pain than burying a parent when you have to bury a child. And guess what? In 14 years, it still haven't gotten any better. I have my moments where I don't want to be bothered with nobody. I have my moments when I just want to steal away. I have my moments when I just cry, and still asking the Lord, why, Jesus, why? He's answered some of my questions, but all of them have not been answered. But I'm still holding on to his unchanging hand. So you be encouraged, Sister Ruby. God ain't through with you yet. Hey, hallelujah. Oftentimes, I'm getting that in my vocabulary, but elegant, oftentimes, hallelujah, folks will tell you a whole lot of stuff. But then when the doors are closed, and you have to go into your home and all these folks going about their business, you don't have nobody to minister to you, nobody to comfort you, nobody to hug you, nobody to tell you how much they love you, but God, he'll tell you how much he loves you. Amen. We see Lady Carol, I'm going to her. I see, and I'm introducing some of these ladies to you all that are new to the broadcast, and you all may not have heard them, like Evangelist Kinnaman. She's been with us. My sister Dawn, she's with us every day. She works. She does kitchen work, and every she has a good job. And every day she's able to sign on this line. And I'll tell you, as I'm thinking about it, we're going to go back. I got to find this broadcast, what date it aired. When Evangelist Joshua, the one I told y'all is a master teacher, she talked about this special option. We're gonna rebroadcast that message on this broadcast one day. I tell you, it will bless your spirit. And she talked about these special ops, and I had never heard anything like that. But God gave her that message. Hallelujah. And we're gonna have to rebroadcast that one day. So I'm going to Lady Cal, then we're going to Sister T, then we're gonna go to Evangelist Kinnaman, then we're gonna get into our message. We still got an hour and 20 some odd minutes left. So we still have a lot of time for the speaker. So don't fret. We're being led as God is leading us, because you all need to hear some of this today. Amen. So, Lady Carol, God bless you.
God bless you, women of God, and to our speaker on today. Surely I thank the Lord for what I've heard thus far. You know, and today was 8 years since I buried my husband after 34 years of marriage. My daughters are going now to the gravesite, you know, and I got the grandchildren here. I have one Down syndrome. I have 5 grandbabies. I'm sitting out at the school now. But I want you to know that one of my favorite scriptures is Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. And under his wings shall thou cover. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. When time I'm afraid, I will trust in him. But I want you to know that helps me, Sister Ruby and Evangelist Bernard, just knowing if I dwell with him, that he is going to be there and to comfort me. You know, and when we think about St. John, the 14th chapter, my first message when I was filled with the Holy Ghost at 12 years old, says, let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah.
All right.
You believe in God, believe also in me. In my father's house are many mansions. Glory to God. If it was not so, I think that's why I got mansions on my mind. When people say, I want a house, I want a mansion. Hallelujah.
All right.
Before I get to heaven, glory to God. I said, Lord, I want an east and west wing. Take me a day to get to the other side. Hallelujah. Glory
Amen.
To God. You know, and I'm telling you, God, and he's just a loving God, and I thank him. But Sister Ruby and my dear sister, be encouraged, because we all have those moments. It's something you'll never get over, but you can start entreating it in a whole other light as time goes on. Like now when I told my babies when they go to the grave site on his birthday and when he was born in January, a day after Martin Luther King, and then he died just like today, right after Valentine's Day, but I say when we go to the grave site, take balloons and just set them up to the sky, just, you know, have it be a beautiful thing. Lord, he's with you. We'll see him again because he was a man of God. Glory to God. And I just thank you for this time, evangelist, because that's what time it is, that we have our moments. We're human, but yet divine. Hallelujah. And the divineness of God is what takes us through and to get us to that next point. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, Lady Carol. She sung for us yesterday. She's a psalmist and she writes songs. So I'm telling you, God got some beautiful, talented people in the Bible. This next lady, Sister T, she's been with us, and you're talking about a witness. This woman will give out 300 tracks a day. She's bold. She don't care. She'll go in the inner city. She'll go in the shelters, wherever they're sold. You can find Sister T. So we God bless you, Sister T. She might have her phone on mute. Amen. Well, we'll come back to her. Let's go to Evangelist Kinnaman. God bless you, Evangelist Kinnaman. Haven't seen you this week at all, but God bless you. She's another one been with us from the inception, from just about the inception of this broadcast, and she's one of our speakers that come on and minister on a time of reflection. God bless you, Evangelist Kinnaman. Can you just greet the people?
Praise God, everyone. I thank God for just another day. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall be rejoicing in it. I just praise God for who he is in my life. No trouble, we just passing by. You know, things going to come in our lives, and we have no control of what's going on. But as you go on to know Christ, you will understand it. You know, and I myself have loved, and as time go on, you know, God gives me strength day by day. You know who's in charge, who's in control of our life. We got to know that God knows all things. He don't make no mistakes. And that's what I learned over you, to him, with my holy trust in him, whatever may go or come. And one of the ladies that came on to report ministry, Mary Watson, and I'm going through with her family. She lost one of her sisters last Friday. And so I'm there just to help them and pray for them and, you know, let them know that I'm there for them. And, you know, everybody goes through bereavement time, one time or another. You know, we have to love one another, you know, and just pray for one another.
We're all going through.
Just keep our eyes on the Lord, and he is our help in a very present help in a time of trouble. And he's there all the time. All we have to do is reach out and on his name. He will give us day by day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Kinnaman. We appreciate you. Amen. I'm going to see if Dawn can have a word. And then we're going to go right on into our speaker. Amen, Dawn? Okay. She's at work, so she can't say anything. But anyway, we just thank God for this. You know, this is what the God, this is what the Lord wants. He wants us to testify. The Bible says in Revelations, in the book of Revelation, they overcame by the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So we thank God for Sister Carter, Sister Barbara Williams on the line. thank God for Minister Mims. We appreciate these out of the Carolinas. Thank God for Apostle Johnson. And we're going to go to Apostle Johnson and to have him to just, well, look like he's dropped off. Thank God for Faithful. On today, we're going to go right on into our word. And what we're going to do is just let Elder Gates just come on and open up with a word of prayer and get right on into this word on today. And Elder Gates is another young man that we've embraced as our own. He's one of our own, amen. And this is not his first time speaking on this broadcast, and he supports the Circle of Love broadcast with Pastor Adams, and they're on Monday through Sunday. I don't have their full schedule, but I know Monday through Saturdays is 6 in the morning. Amen. So we're going to Elder Gates right now, and we thank God for this wonderful young man of God and thank God for what he's doing in his life. As I was sitting here, my mind went back. We used to do a time of reflection on Thursdays where we would have one or two people to give their testimonies and reflect upon what God has done for them. And as we're thinking about next month, it'll be a year that one of our dear sisters and mothers in the Lord, Mother Gaines, went on to be with the Lord, and she was a regular on this broadcast, and we would do that on Thursday. So today is Friday, and we just had a time of reflection. So we allowed you all that have been with us through the inception to just have some words, and we thank God for you. We haven't kicked you to the curb. Don't kick us to the curb. As God allowed new people to come on the line, these are still our sisters and brothers in Christ, so we have no need to get jealous. We all go have an opportunity to speak a word. We could be like Sister T. We all have an opportunity to go out there and witness to souls. So God bless you. Elder Gates, we love you.
Love you too. Amen. God bless each of you today. And I was just enjoying and listening to those that were testifying and were giving God glory. And certainly my heart went out to the woman of God that has that was just, you know, revealing some of the pain that she's going through. You know, it's not strange. It's not a mark against our salvation that we hurt and that we cry and that we go through different things, you know. I think you're inhuman if you don't cry. I think you're inhuman if you don't hurt. I think you're inhuman. I think you're actually lying to yourself if you pretend that everything is all right all the time. God is not so callous or so distant, and he never has been. God is not distant and callous as if he doesn't understand or doesn't know what we go through and doesn't know that we have hurts and pain. And doesn't know that we don't question sometimes. You hear people say, you know, you don't question God. Well, that might be you, but that's not always me. Sometimes God allows some things, and I don't understand. And if he's my father, I'm going to ask him. He may not answer. He may not give me the answer that I want, but I'm still going to ask him. Because I want to know, you know, how I'm supposed to deal with a situation. Sometimes it's not necessarily so much about the problem itself. Sometimes it's just a matter of how I should deal with it or how I'm going to get through it. Because when you're weak, you just are. When you're fallen, you just have. When you're crying, it just hurts. There's nothing wrong with that. So I just want to encourage the woman of God and everybody and anybody that has that kind of testimony of that kind, or that can sympathize or empathize with her. Certainly we do, and we give God praise in the midst of it. And the Bible declares that there's times that we ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. There's times that we ought to just listen and just be there and just help people process through some stuff. You know, things get better, things get worse. Sometimes things don't seem like anything is happening. But nevertheless, God is faithful. Nevertheless, God is able. And nevertheless, God has our best interest at heart. And as long as you keep that in perspective, as long as you understand that God knows and God cares, as long as we understand that, you know, the Bible still says it is the word of God itself is medication. The word of God itself is the the application that we use in order to continue to move. Sometimes you don't feel like moving, but you know God is patient enough to allow you to kind of hurt for a moment, but he's gonna pull you into that process of healing, because he doesn't want you to die. He doesn't want you to dissolve in misery. He does not want that. That is not his will. And I'm not saying or communicating that that is what our sister is doing, but I'm just encouraging her, and I'm encouraging her and encouraging anyone else who is listening. You know, the Bible gives much counsel for people that are going through some stuff. You know, why do you think the Bible says, you know, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, thank you, Jesus, and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Why do you think the Bible says stuff like, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He said in another place, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. You know, the Bible gives us a lot of understanding that God understands. He feels, he senses us. He's somebody that actually really does understand, and he really does care. And sometimes we just need to hear that. It's not that we don't know it. It's not that we don't, you know, mentally know that. Sometimes you just need to hear it. Sometimes you just need to feel the comfort of God, and even through the love of the saints. So, amen. Prayerfully, something has been said, not just by myself, but just by other people that are online, and maybe just being in the counsel of the godly, maybe just being in the comfort and in the fellowship of the saints. Sometimes that's all you really need, is just to be around. You know, you can get warm around the fire whether you say something or not, if you're close enough. And if you just stay connected, and that's what I would encourage our sister to do. Just don't get disconnected. Just don't fall off and fall out the way. You know, the enemy will try. He will try. All of us have had testimony where the enemy has tried to conquer our mind and our conscience, and try to get the best of us mentally and psychologically and emotionally. But the devil is a liar. Thank you, Jesus. The devil is a liar. 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 And Father, I thank you today, and I give you praise, and I give you glory, and I give you honor, because you were wounded for our transgressions, because you were bruised for our iniquity, because the chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. And God, I declare peace today. I declare healing today. I declare restoration today. I declare joy today. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. For you shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. Yes, Lord. And I thank you for joy that comes in the morning. I thank you, God. Yes, Lord, that you understand and you know, God, every step of our life. For God, you know the way that we take. Yes, Lord. But when you have tried us, you shall bring us forth as gold. And God, I give you praise. Yes, Lord. And I give you thanks, God, for all things done. And God, I lift up every person on this line that has experienced some level of tragedy, some kind of heartbreak. Yes, Lord, because of your anointing. Yes, Lord, and because of the anointing that you have shared with us, God, we can speak to a situation. Hallelujah. We can use, yes, Lord, the oil of joy. Yes, Lord, for mourning, the garment of praise. Thank you for the spirit of heaviness. Yes, Lord, you will replace beauty with from ashes. Yes, Lord, and I thank you. Hallelujah, God, that your spirit, God, is ministering now. God, give your angels charge concerning us. Yes, Lord, and I pray, hallelujah, God, that you would allow your angels, God, to minister, God, to the heirs of salvation. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as your people cry out to you, oh, God, hallelujah, God, I thank you. Yes, Lord, and I thank you. Yes, Lord, and I thank you. Yes, Lord, and I thank you. Hallelujah, and I thank you, God, and I thank you. Hallelujah, I thank you, God. Hallelujah, I thank you, God, because you're renewing the song in our heart. I thank you, God. Hallelujah, God, because you're renewing our mind. I thank you, God, higher, because, Lord, you're turning our tears of sorrow into tears of joy. I thank you, God, because your word still declares, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And I thank you, God, and I thank you, and I give you praise, God, with tears in my eyes. I thank you. Yes, Lord, with sorrow in my heart, I thank you, God. With open wounds, I thank you. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. In weakness, I thank you. Hallelujah, God. With the thorn in the flesh, I give you praise. God, I thank you. Yes, Lord. And I bless your name today, and I give you praise, and I give you glory, and I give you honor, God, for what you're doing right now. Spirit of God, have your way. Have your way. Have your way, God. Hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. We will not let you go until you bless. We will not let you go, God, until we experience you. Yes, Lord. We will not let you go, God. Hallelujah, God, until you minister. Yes, Lord, even right now, in the name of Jesus, with our hands lifted up and our mouth filled with praise. Hallelujah, God. We will bless your name in all times. Yes, Lord, and your praise shall continue to be in our mouth. Yes, Lord, we will say of you that you are our refuge, our fortress, and our strength. Whom shall we fear? Yes, I thank you, God, that when we cry, you deliver us out of the horrible pit. That God, yes, Lord, your ear is open to our cry. Thank you, Lord Jesus, God, that we can call you and know that you will answer. God, I give you praise, God, because you are Jehovah. Yes, Lord, our Rapha. Yes, Lord, you are our physician healer. You're the one, God, hallelujah, God, that we can depend upon every time. And you know exactly what to do. You know exactly when to move. You know exactly what to make happen. You know exactly, God, how to minister. And, God, I give you praise for the testimony that shall come forth. Hallelujah, unto your glory. Because, God, yes, Lord, you desire your people, God, hallelujah, God, to rise in joy. Hallelujah. And it is your joy that is our strength. Yes, Lord. And I pray, yes, God, that you would give us lead and to move and to continue to walk, God, until that time comes. Yes, Lord, when our hearts are filled with joy and our joy overflows. Hallelujah. Thank you for the gift of it. Thank you. Yes, Lord God, in Christ Jesus concerning us. And God, we give you praise today. And we magnify you and we glorify you. God, we bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you, God. We bless you. Yes, Lord, we bless you, God. With the fruit of our lips, we bless you, God. From the city of our soul, we bless you. Our God, we bless you, God, with all of our heart. God, with all of our strength, with strength that we have. God, I thank you. God, we give you praise. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I give you praise. 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 I give you praise. And my soul says yes to you. My soul says yes to you. My soul says yes to you, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Let the body of Christ be edified today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Let us mind the things of others more than the things of ourselves. In the name of Jesus. And God, we reach out to our sister today. We reach out to her, God. God, hearing her cry. We reach out to her. Yes, Lord. We reach out, God, and we lift her up before you. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray. Hallelujah, God. We pray. God, we lift her up before you today. God, let today be her day. Let today be her day. Hallelujah, God. Let today be her day. Let today be her day. Yes, Lord. Anda shokobosi anda namansia. Ate anda labokosha. Hallelujah. Wrap her in the ha yanda shikia. Wrap her, God. Hallelujah, God. Wrap her. Yes, Lord, in your healing power. Wrap her. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Let her experience, God, the hallelujah, the sweet fragrance, God, of your presence in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God, because you know and you understand. Hallelujah, God, and that in that place, in that area that we cannot touch, you know exactly what to do. God, and I give you praise even now in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Acts chapter 17. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I want to look at Acts chapter 17 just for a few moments. I'm not going to go as far as we were going to go. The Spirit of God has already ministered sufficiently enough.
Oh,
certainly we want to give honor to whom honor is due, to Evangelist Bernard and to all of you, the Lord's people and our Father's children. We thank God for just one more time. And amen. Sometimes, you know, I wasn't offended, just so that you know, I wasn't offended. Sometimes people need to know that they're appreciated, and sometimes people need to know that somebody cares. And it's all right, you know. If the Lord say the same, you know, we can go back to this another day. But you know, just know that, you know, sometimes our greatest need is just to know that somebody actually is there for us and that we're not walking alone. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
We bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
God. Thank you, Jesus.
I tell my children all the time that people are the most valuable thing that God ever gave you. If you reckon possessions and money and cars and all that other foolishness that's passing away more valuable than people, then you've missed the whole idea. You missed everything God was trying to show you. Because
Amen.
If we're trying to walk past people, I mean, you know, eventually one day that person that gets walked past just might be you. You know, you do reap what you sow. You do understand that God is not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor of love, but he's also not unrighteous to forget how, you know, you walk past somebody that needed some help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you need to stop long enough to hear what folk got to say. Sometimes you need to stop long enough just to let people talk. You know, it's not always about, you know, a program, and I bless God for Evangelist Bernard. It's not always about a program or a system or a systematic way of doing stuff. Sometimes it's just you just let God do what he got to do. Somebody just didn't know. And by virtue, you know, and not to make light of what our sister is going through, but you know, sometimes you just need to hear what other folk is going through so you learn how to be thankful. Yes, Lord.
Right.
You just need to learn how to be thankful. Thank you,
Jesus. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Mm. You just need to learn how to be thankful. Why you dragging your lip on the floor because you ran out of potatoes yesterday? Somebody else is going through something far worse, and somebody is barely hanging. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's barely hanging on. And they need somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, God. And I speak life to you, sis. I speak life to you. God. I speak life to you. 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 Hallelujah. I speak life to you. I speak life to you. I speak life to you. Yes, Lord. I speak life to you. I speak life to you. I speak life to you. God. I speak life to you. God, Nalaman. Sabashe. Hallelujah, God. I speak life, God. I speak life, God. I speak life. Hallelujah, God. I speak life. I speak life, God. God, I speak life. 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 Hallelujah. God, I speak life. God, I speak life. Yes, Lord, I speak life, God. I speak life, God. I speak life. I speak life, God. Hallelujah. I speak life, God. I speak life. I rebuke the plan of the enemy. Yeah. Hallelujah, God. That tormenting spirit, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, let God be exalted and every enemy be scattered in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Every tormenting spirit, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. 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 Oh God, 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 come to her rescue. Hallelujah, God, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, God, and we praise you. Hallelujah, and we glorify you. Yes, Lord, and we give you praise and we honor you, God. Even when we don't understand, God, we praise you anyway. Yes, Lord, we praise you anyway. God, I praise you anyway, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We are like the four men that saw, yes, Lord, their brother got wounded, but God lifted him down in your presence, oh, God. Hallelujah, God. And we take our sister and lift down in your presence. Yes, Lord. Speak, God. Hallelujah, God. Speak, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Speak, oh God. Hallelujah. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Speak, Lord. Hallelujah. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah, God.
Oh, Lord.
Bless you, God. Ah, God, have your way.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
This is your hour, not our hour. Ah, ah. This is the Lord's hour.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do what you want to do, God. Have your way.
Nah, shit. Habanda na babusha. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful counselor. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless
you. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks
every
to
one
the
of
Holy
Anthony.
One. Give thanks.
Thank you,
because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I'm rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I'm rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I'm rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks. I need thee, oh, I need thee.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless. Hallelujah. Me now, my Savior, I come to, Lord, to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Yeah, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Let Jesus fix it for you, for he knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, let him have his way, and he'll fix it for you. Let Jesus fix it for you. for he knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, let him have his way, and he'll fix that for you. Have your way. 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 God bless you. Back to you, Evangelist Bernard.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, the Lord. God has visited us today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Sister Ruth is not the only one on this line that needed prayer. Hallelujah. Have your way, Jesus.
Thank you.
Today is the day, hallelujah. I didn't know what today was going to be. Every one of us on this line, today we have a need. There's nobody on this line
that
is without a need. If you don't have a need today, then guess what? You wouldn't even be on the line. Ah! Matter of fact, you wouldn't even be in the land of the living. Hallelujah. We would be like one of the true witnesses. How the Lord would take us on out of here. When we get to a point where we don't have no more need, hallelujah, we're telling the Lord, hey, we're done. We're done. We're done. Thank you so much, Elder Gates, for just being led of the Spirit today. Ah, hallelujah. I didn't know, you know, you go forward and you look to just do what's in your normal habitat every day. You know, this is habit. But one thing I ask the Lord every day, not knowing, every day I write a little log. Hallelujah, and I record the names of those that are regular, that I just expect to be on the show. Hallelujah. And when they're not, I have to just put an X by their name. Ah, like Evangelist Lucille, I didn't see her today, but I had already written her name in. So I had to put an X by her name because she's absent. She's not on the line. So I don't know if she's going to be on the line. I don't know how God is going to move, but I tell you, when God is moving, let him move. Sometimes we want to preach. I'm sure Ella Gates was prepared to go forward and preach, but the Spirit of the living God said, not so today. Yes, hallelujah. The Lord said, I have some people on this line that I need to have somebody to minister to. I don't usually open up with comments and remarks. We usually say that towards the end of the broadcast after the speaker comes forward, because I love to give the speakers ample enough time to speak into our spirit what does say the Lord. But today, the Lord said, after I seen the rest, some of the those that been with me on the line, and especially Evangelist Joshua, that haven't been able to get on this line, and we're going to offer some prayer. Hallelujah, because guess what? Let me tell you something. Evangelist Phyllis is on this line. she have grandchildren. Lady Sarah's on the line. She said she's sitting out on the phone waiting on our grandchildren to get out of school. Evangelist Kinman have grandchildren. I have grandchildren. And some of you all, some of the rest of you all on the line, Sister Barbara, Sister Carter, I don't know, Sister Mim, I don't know how many children or if you have grandchildren. But I can tell you this. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you allowed me to raise four grandchildren in the new because of tragedy in their lives. But I said, Lord, those that have my granddaughters that have had sons, they're my great grandsons. Two great grandsons, a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old. And this week I was praying, Sister Ruby, and the Lord put the one that had the 1-year-old boy on my mind because she's fooling with a knucklehead. And the Lord told me to tell her these words. Hallelujah. And as the Lord began to tell me what to tell her, my mind went back to my own children. My mind went back to the first year I moved. And this is just a little testimony. The first year I moved from Los Angeles to Atlanta, Georgia, was 1998, January 1998. In August of May or June, I was only there about 5 or 6 months, when my son was shot in a housing project. And he ran from the housing project, Evangelist Phillips, about 3 or 4 blocks where my grandmother and my great-grandmother lived. My great-grandmother, both of them was going on to be with the Lord, but my mother's youngest sister is in that house. And he ran there and collapsed. He was shot twice in the chest with a .357 Magnum and once in the shoulder. He lost so much blood. So I had to fly down to New Orleans. And I was asking the Lord, Lord, is this why you allowed me to move to Atlanta? That this tragedy would befall my son and I would be in close proximity where I could make it there within an hour? My son laid in a coma. For 6 days, he was in a coma. And Elder Gates, Apostle Johnson, I can remember his father was alive at that time. And I can remember going in that chapel. And I went on a 2-day fast in that hospital. How many know you? It's a hard thing to be fasting in a hospital where you got death lingering all around, sick people all around in pain. And, oh, God. But I went in that chapel. And at that time, I had been in holiness 14 years. And I began to, I was like Hezekiah. I wasn't Hezekiah because I have my own testimony. But I began to turn my face to the wall. And I laid in that chapel for 2 days, fasting and praying. And I said, Lord, I need a miracle for my son. I need a miracle. You didn't tell me this was the end. But as the reports began to filter in, you know, it was like, he dead. They had been already put him in the casket. They had been already buried him. Oh, but when I got there, I said, no, 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 you shall live and not die. But I laid my record out before the Lord. How many know that you can lay your record out before the Lord? The Lord already have your record, so he already knows if you're telling the truth or if you're lying. The Lord already knows that, Elder Gates. And I began to petition God. And I said, Lord, I have served you. I have given of my tithes, my offering. I've given of my tithes. I have worked in your vineyard. I said, now I need a miracle. I need you to raise up my son. Baby, let me tell you, my son was in a coma for 6 days. But that 7th day, hallelujah, he came out. The anesthesiologist, if I'm saying it right, that minister the anesthesia to the patients when they're in the ambulance. He came up on the floor where my son was because he couldn't believe. He said he should have died in the ambulance. That was the man's testimony. He said, but I came up here to see if this young man had lived. Ah, God, I don't know about that now. Hallelujah. My son at that time was about 22 years old. Ah, 22 years old, 21 or 22. And he said, I came to see if this young man had made it. And he began to tell me, he said, Miss, this young man should have died in the ambulance. The type of wound he had, he should be dead. Even the doctor, a young Caucasian lady, I'll never forget it. She told me, Miss Bernard, she said only 5% of the victims that come in here with this type of wound survive. 5%. And I looked that lady straight in the eyes and I said, guess what? He's going to be in that number. Ah, you know what I'm going to tell you? Don't tell me what God won't do for you. Don't tell me if you serve God with all of your heart, if you serve him with all of your might and your strength, when if you serve him in spite of what mothers say about you, in spite of what brothers and sisters say, in spite of them turning against you. Hallelujah, my mother is not saved today. And sometimes she don't understand. Sometimes I'm in lack and need something. And she'll tell me, she said, go and get something from them people that you're ministering to. That's what she, because she ain't saved. She don't understand that the hand of God is on my life. Hallelujah. And I don't be, hallelujah. God supplies all my needs. Ah, we get in trouble with our wants, but God will supply your needs. Our wants is the one that get us in trouble. Hallelujah. So I bless the Lord. I bless the Lord today because I heard the Lord's voice on this afternoon. Hey, God, hallelujah. It ain't about the preaching and the teaching all the time. Sometimes God says, I want the glory. I want the glory. I don't want no special today. Hallelujah. I don't want nobody to lift themselves up today. I want them to recognize who I am. I want them to represent me to the world. Represent me, not yourself. As Elder Gates said, we can preach this chapter any day next week if the Lord say the same and he is spare our lives. But this is not what God wanted to do today. God wanted Sister Ruby to be on this line, and God wanted us to embrace her and let her to know that she is not alone. She is not alone, people of God. And we try to rush things, you know, because we want to preach and we want to teach. Well, you're going to have an opportunity to preach and you're going to have an opportunity to teach. But God wanted Sister Ruby to be touched today. And some of you on this line, I'm going to open up this line right now to Apostle Johnson. Some of you on this line need some help. Elder Gates just sung the song, I need you. Oh, Lord, don't be ashamed. I'm opening up the lines right now. And those of you that have a need, those of you that have been praying, those of you that's looking for financial breakthrough miracles to happen in your life, all you got to do is ask for it. It's yours today. All you got to do is ask. All you have to do is acknowledge God. Hallelujah, I don't know about you all, but I told you, this has been a very difficult time for me, and I know what Sister Ruby going through. Holiday times is terrible for me. And if I didn't have this outlet to get on this line every day, do you know I would succumb? Do you know I would give heed to these seducing spirits that come to whisper? That come to whisper and tell you you got nothing. That come to whisper and tell you God ain't going to bless you. That come to tell you, whisper and tell you that you're a failure.
Yes, 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 yes.
That you're glad scared as hell. I don't care how long you've been saved. If you give me the sincere.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Take over your mind. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Labor that God did you. When you have made sacrifices, when you've gotten out to bed and went to church and was sick and wasn't feeling good, was sometimes depressed, and you wouldn't tell nobody. But when you get there, hallelujah, you feel that depression still moves you. Hallelujah, because you pressed your way. Hallelujah, as the man of God, so as a centurion, he began to tell Jesus, he said, you don't have to come. He said, I ain't even worthy for you to come under my house, and I'm paraphrasing. He said, all you got to do is take the word. All you got to do is take the word today.
That's right.
My servant is going to be healed.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to do it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You don't know to die.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
When you first saw it, the Spirit of God told the man, told Elisha, said something is wrong with her. Hallelujah. But when the man of God greeted her, the man of God said, is everything okay? Paraphrasing again.
It is well.
And the Spirit of my woman said, all is well.
All is well.
All is well. But you can't do it. You can't do it. And you can't do it. Then his armor began to start in the flame. And then the Spirit of God said, so told my man of God said, tell him to leave him alone. He suffered. He didn't know sin, voice to him what had happened, but he knew something was bothering her. Hallelujah. But she didn't speak negative. She spoke something positive to the man of God.
Yeah, it is well.
So even when the situation falls in the test, all we got to do is profess. All we got to do is declare and decree. Even though we're not feeling it. Sometimes we have to encourage people when we're going through. Sometimes I have to get on this ride and encourage people. And I'm about to kill Dave, Apostle Johnson. Sometimes I'm drowning in my misery, in my soul. But I get on this wine, and I teach and I preach faith. I teach and I preach that I'm strong. Lord God, I tell you, we're not weak. We're strong. We're more than conquerors. And we got to start saying this stuff to ourselves. I'm not impressed by other people, but to know while you're saying it, God is strengthening. When I'm talking right now, God is strengthening me. He's strengthening me for where I'm about to go. Hallelujah. When you can't meet your responsibility, hallelujah, and look like every door has been
shut.
You can't get a dollar from nowhere. God will open up the door.
Take it there.
The first and release is be the one that the Lord said, go to him. Hallelujah, that you know pride. That's why the Bible says pride is in the destruction. And our heart is spirit before it all. We do proud. But guess what, baby? I'm reminded of the song now. I'm too proud to fall on my face today, Lord. Hallelujah. I need you to touch me today.
Hello.
Hello.
I can't get nothing.
Evangelist Carol singing. Evangelist Carol, let's hear Apostle Johnson, and then we're going to let you carry on. Go ahead, Apostle Johnson.
I just want to say, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we could hear you clearly. I closed the line.
Okay. I want to say that we at the Saints of God, we're under an apparent attack, because when you stay on the battlefield and you continue to warfare for the Lord, the enemy has to get mad, or it's not, or he's not doing his job. And we understand and know that he's the prince of the air, so he's able to hear what we're saying on the broadcast and to each other about what were our expectations for God to do. He's mad because the enemy is being exposed in a lot of different ways, and so he's trying to get us in a state of depression. But we've got to understand that, like Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You got to keep a yet somewhere in your spirit on the inside to understand that everything that the adversary is sending your way, that it's not going to work. I refuse to go under. I'm looking at demons now, and I'm smiling at them because I'm like, because we're going to have the last laugh. Sometimes you'll see a demon right in the front of you, and God will tell you to leave the demon alone, not to even cast it out. Why? Because that person will be tormented with the demon that they have. So I encourage you today to just begin to call on the name of God the more around your demon, around your enemy. The Bible teaches us to keep our enemies close to us anyway. So we got to understand in this season we're going through a lot, but we're going through for the making. It's for our better. It's to make us stronger. So I say to us that it's happening in California. It's happening in Texas. It's happening in North Carolina. It's happening in Georgia. It's happening all over where we have callers that are on this line that faithfully come in. Why? Because the enemy says if I can launch attack, then I can take out the territory that is causing freedom to come. But the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. We got to keep up, though he slay me, yet will I trust him in our spirits. We've got to understand that the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's.
Yes,
it all belongs to him. Now, I have to say this from the prophetic part of things. The Bible says, speak those things that be not as though they were, and call them forth. It's time for us to activate our faith and use the anointing that God has given us to speak to the enemy's camp and cause it to come under subjection by the power of God. Stop being a wimp in this season and use the strength that God has given you in this hour, because God is going to do something dynamic in our lives that's going to blow our mind. We're sitting here trying to wrestle with the enemy when the Bible tells us we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and dark holes and wicked places. We got to understand that we're wrestling not against a person, but against the spirit. So now we got to get in serious warfare. We got to get in serious battle and understand who we really are. It's not just happening to you, saints of God. It's happening to me as an apostle of God. It's happening to other leaders throughout the kingdom of God. But leaders try to shun away. Leaders try to give you that smiley face like everything is all right. But everything ain't all right. We're all under attack in the kingdom. But for the sake of the people, sometimes we have to put up that fasana.
Yeah.
But you got to know today that the put up is over. The put on is over. You've got to be who God has called you and set out for you to be within this hour. So I encourage you in this hour to rebuke the devil, to call him what he is, a liar, a manipulator. You've got to let him know you're not going to steal my joy, that I'm more than a conqueror. The Bible tells us we've been made endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You've got to tell yourself it's 11:59 right now. Even though it's 5:39 Eastern Standard Time and whatever time it is your time, you've got to be able to say it's 11:59 in my life right now.
All right, all right.
And God's going to turn everything around that I'm experiencing or that I'm going through. Hear me well, people of God. You've got to understand that it's 11:59 in your life, and you're about to experience a new day. It's the breaking of a new day right now. You can't carry mess over into your victory, because it's your season of victory, but the enemy wants to steal and to try to cause you to be frustrated about what it is that God has set forth for you. Do you hear what I'm saying, people of God? In this hour, we must understand who our daddy is. I preached a message entitled, "Do You Know Who Your Daddy Is?" I heard a call earlier that was talking about the 23rd Psalms, which we talked about on Monday night, where he said, David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. He's my daddy. He's my provider. He's my El Shaddai. He's Jehovah Jireh, God, my provider. He's the author and finisher of my faith. So therefore, I've got to continue to hold on to the promise. So I commend you today, people of God, hold on to the promise of the things that God has set for you. No, it's not going to get easy. No, it's not going to be easy and the journey's going to get easy. No, none of that's going to happen. But understand that God is on your side. Understand that you're going to be able to make it through. So I just want to, I feel the need to pray. I feel the need. I feel the prophetic unction of the Holy Ghost on my life. And whatever it is, whatever's going on right now, I want us to begin to open the lines and to begin to talk and pray about whatever it is a person is desiring prayer for. And let's attack that demon where he is and call that devil a liar and move forward.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm opening the lines right now. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. If there's anything, I want to start, and I'm gonna send a prayer request up for Bishop Campbell, and then you know if there's anybody that wants to open up and wants to say anything and wants us to attack it in the spirit, and that the Holy Spirit of God, if he has anything to say it. But Father, in Jesus' name, Father, I pray now for the Bishop Campbell. I pray, God, that you have moved on his behalf, that you open up the door, God, that you begin to bless him. God, we hear the report, God, where the surgery that he went through from the shooting has gotten better. And Father, we thank you and we bless you for it. Father, we speak strength to his wife now, to his son life now. And we declare, God, that these things are done in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Who's singing?
It happened like you said.
Sister Barbara. Sister Barbara? Okay. All right.
You rose
the lines are open. Is it anybody on the line that need any special prayer while the man of God is going forward?
Yes, sister. I would like a prayer for Florida that has kidney problem, and she's real sick with it. I would like to sense the prayer that the Lord is going to touch.
Okay, I think that I heard clearly what you said. You said you want prayer for your pastor who is having trouble with kidney failure.
My niece, my niece, Yvonne.
Okay, your niece. Okay. I'm going to pray with you, and I'm going to touch and agree, and we're going to call this thing under subjection. I've been able to pray with people, and I've been able to pray with the power of God to where I've seen cancer fall off. So I know if cancer falls off, then I know anything else can fall off.
Man,
I was dealing with a lady who came to me for prayer, and I'm going to give this brief testimony, and she said, "I need you to pray for my son, because he has to have surgery for lung cancer on Monday, and they've identified where it is. We touched and agreed on Sunday. The doctors had to do a final x x-ray to determine where they were going to go in and do the incision for his cancer. When they went in to do the x-ray, they found no cancer. Why? Because he served a miracle-working God. So I say to you today, woman of God, as we begin to pray, that your expectation and your faith is going to be what's going to help counterfeit this situation to healing. And I speak healing to her. I speak to the body now, and I command it to come under subjection of the power of God. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, we thank you this day. We thank you, kind Father, for who you are. We thank you, God, for your miracle-working power. God, you said by your stripes we're healed. You were beat and wounded for our transgression. Oh, God, you were, God, you had 39 lashes to come across your back for our healing. You said by your stripes we're healed. And so, God, we believe you this day, God, for the miracle-working power. God, we believe you, God, that every man be a liar, your word be true. And Father, you said by your stripes we're healed. And God, we're believing you this day, God, that there's no more kidney failure. There's no more problems that are going on. That this situation is coming under subjection now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, as we're touching and agreeing in a group right now, God, that healing must take place. Father, we know it to be so. Father, for we've been made in due for life. Joy comes in the morning. We're in a season of victory. We're in a season of power and restoration. So no one understands this day that we're excited about who
Hallelujah.
He is. We're excited about his grace and his mercy. We're excited about his power. We're excited about his virtue. We're excited about what he's doing and how he's doing it. Because he's the Lord and awesome God. So we celebrate with you. I encourage your spirit because you've even been drained. I see in the spirit you've been drained. You've been going through so much and praying for so much and saying, God, how do we get through this? How do we deal with this? God said, I send strength to you this day, woman of God. He said, I am turning the situation around. And even in your finances, I speak miracles to your life now because this is what you need in this season. And God said, I give to you what you need in this hour, for I am God, and I'm releasing the special miracles right now.
I promise you,
woman of God, that you'll be able to go back and you'll be able to come back with a praise report.
Hallelujah.
That God has done it yet again. Why? Because he's God. Why? Because he's the leader. He's the Christos, the Christ, the risen Savior, the great I am that I am.
Hallelujah.
So I say to you that strength has come to you today. I say to you that the change is happening in her body right now. Even as we're talking now, change is coming. Strength is coming.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Bless my sister, Father. Bless my sister, Father.
Anybody else on the line need any special prayer? I need some prayer. Apostle Johnson, I'm asking, I'm looking for the Lord for this to be a year of relief for my sister. She's been in prison 20 years. Her name is Danielle Metz, Vernoa Metz. So I'm just looking for the saints. It's been upon me to ask some people to set aside a special fasting because I'm just looking for the Lord to really move on her behalf. This is the year. This is the year. So I want you to pray for that situation.
Father, in Jesus' name, Father, I come now, God, touching and agreeing with Evangelist Adrian that everything is well. It is well within our hearts and soul and mind. Father, that intercessory is taking place. Healing is taking place of the mind, of the heart, the soul, the body, the spirit. While you are making it whole. I hear God say, I'm making it whole. Then I hear the song, I make the darkness light. It's for me. God, have mercy. I've been preaching so much and yelling. I just finished coaching and working with young men, and my voice is gone. But he says, I'll make the darkness light before me.
Oh, yes.
I will find them for thee. Adamasia. Oshamasia. God said to tell you, I am making the darkness light.
I'm
causing the situation to turn around. Why? Because I'm God. I make the darkness light. Every dark place that is trying to plague us in a body, in a spirit, in a mind, everything around us is dying today, said God. God says, I'm working it out. I'm working it out in my favor. God says, I'm working it out in my favor.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You got Miss Bernard.
Make the darkness light before me.
Yes.
All your
battles
I will fight them for you. Oh, God of mercy. I want you to know that, Adrian, he said, I'm going to fight your battles for you. He said, I told you just make the prayer request. I told you just write them down, and I will begin to move. So you've been writing it down, and God said, I'm moving because I make the darkness light before me. God of mercy. All them battles I will fight before me. God of mercy. I want you to know, God is working it out today. God of mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
I said to tell you, it's done this day.
Hallelujah.
It's done this day.
Thank you, Jesus.
And there's an hour right now. God said, I've done it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Watch him over there. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
I'll make the darkness light before me. God of mercy. That's all I hear him say. I'm a prayer. All your battles I will fight them for you. You're worrying about some of the things that I need them to drop. The Lord said, drop them at the altar today. All your battles I will fight them for you.
Thank you,
God said there's some high places that he's bringing down on your behalf, Evangelist. There's some high places that I'm bringing down.
I have a prayer request.
I need prayer concerning these. It's some kind of fungus that keeps coming on me and my granddaughter. The doctors really can't find out what it is, but it's like a little red bump come on, and then it itches, and then it keeps going into another bump. It's not wingworms. It's not all these other things, but they don't know what it is, and it'll leave. But I'm still claiming victory. And I need total knee surgery, two total knee surgery. But I choose, and I just want prayer that God will lead and guide me and continue to move in my life. Amen.
Glory to God.
I hear God said to tell you, fret not yourself. He said, tell her to fret not yourself. Fret not in the Hebrew and Greek means to worry not, said God. The Lord said to tell you this day, I said, worry no more. For I am God, and I will stretch my hands to heal thee. I am in this hour right now. Why? Because I'm God. I'm the Christos, the Christ, the risen Savior. I'm the author and finisher of your faith. And he said to tell you right now that he's rolling in your script, healing virtue. Healing virtue is coming to your body and hers. Even now, if we touch and agree, body of a believer, I command that the swelling go down. I command that the bumps leave in the name of Jesus. They come under subjection now of the power of the Holy Spirit. But the power of the Lord said to tell you, fret not thyself. The Lord said, you worry too much about this thing. But he said, fret not yourself. Fret not yourself.
Hallelujah.
I am God. And I'm going to work this thing out. Fret not yourself.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, man of God.
I'm God. And I'm moving on your behalf.
Hallelujah.
I hear God say to remind her of a cliche. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You
gotta
understand that you gotta take a taste of God. Oh, my
God. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Like whenever he said to remind you of the one that had leprosy.
Oh,
yeah. We're forbidden. Did I hear the Holy Spirit say? He said, ask this woman of God, can these dry bones yet live? I like you.
Hallelujah.
Can these dry bones yet live? Hallelujah. As long as he can speak to the dry bones.
Amen.
I hear the Lord say, tell her in the last words that I am taking her like the man that laid at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. He said, tell her, take up thy bed and walk. And then they think about it no more.
Hallelujah.
Is there, but think about it no more. Because I'm changing and I'm healing it right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
I need you to take the baby. I need you to take the baby, and I need you, when the baby is laying down, I need you to straddle the baby. Listen to what I'm saying, because this is prophetic, because there is a movement you got to do. You got to straddle this baby, and you got to say, God, do it by the power of your spirit and your might. Watch God move. Watch the power of the Holy Ghost quickening you once you straddle the baby. And you tell the baby, you tell God that this is enough.
Yes, and I'm not sure.
Hear what I say as a prophet of God. It is done. It is well within my heart and in my spirit to tell you it is done. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
I have a prayer request.
Okay. Evangelist Dillon.
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking for a miracle. That's my request. My husband and I have been going through for some time now, and I hear an echo. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I know the Lord says that he will never leave nor forsake us, but the enemy has a hold on our finances real hard. The IRS is, oh, my God. I can tell you some stories that will make your hair curl. Hallelujah. If it's curled, it'll go straight. So I'm looking for a miracle in our life today, this day.
Yes.
And I believe God.
I believe.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. So many.
Bible says that we have to declare some things.
Yes.
So the first thing I hear God say is to tell you to repeat some things. So I need for you to repeat some things for me on today. To Father.
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 In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Whatever's been plaguing my life.
Whatever is
plaguing my life.
Plaguing my life. Me and my husband's life.
Is bound.
Is bound.
And cursed.
And cursed.
At the root.
At the root.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
My finances have been loose.
My finances have been loosed.
My house has been called blessed.
I didn't hear it.
My house is blessed.
My house is blessed.
And everything around me shall be called blessed.
And everything around me shall be called blessed.
I'm above.
I'm above.
And not beneath.
And not beneath.
I'm the head.
I'm the head.
And not the tail.
And not the tail.
I refuse.
I refuse.
To go under.
To go under.
The Lord said to tell you with that statement this day, I seal and deliver and set free every form of bondage that's tried to hold you in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Mm. Satamanancia.
Jesus.
Utamananasaya.
Jesus.
Ushemanancia. Utamanancia. The Lord said to tell you that
Jesus.
You got to begin to put your mind on Him. Mama, Sia.
Oh, yes.
Put your mind on Him.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
The Lord said to remind
Hallelujah.
You of this scripture, that the wealth of the wicked
it
has stored up for the righteous.
Oh, it's done.
And God said there's some things that's stored up, but He said I'm going to break them loose.
Praise God.
And again,
praise
I hear
God.
The song in my spirit. I will make the darkness light.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The battles I will fight before me.
Do it right now, Lord.
I want you to know I'm fighting the battle. Don't try
Thank
to fight
you,
God's
Father.
Prayer. Don't try to fight. Nobody else is trying to come against you, but understand and know that we are more than conquerors.
Yes.
Through Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Is there any more prayer requests? Any more on
oh,
the
you
line?
Know what? And I wanted to tell Sister Ruby, when she says, I'm not complaining, is Sister Ruby still on the line?
Yes, she's still here.
Praise the Lord, yes. Sister Ruby.
Praise
I'm going to give you something to say. I'm going to give you one of my sayings. I'm not complaining. I'm just explaining. That's it.
Amen.
All right. That's good.
Praise
that's,
God.
I receive it, Evangelist Philip. Thank you.
God
Jesus.
Bless you. I've got a feeling everything is going to be all right. That's the song I hear in my spirit.
Amen.
All right.
Ha!
Go so on. I have a prayer request for the apostle.
Glory.
Go ahead.
Do you hear me, Evangelist Bernard?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, she's finished.
Thank you, Lord.
Great woman of God.
Oh, praise the Lord. I just
thank you, Lord.
I just want the Lord to settle me and
thank you, Lord.
Go to work for the kingdom of God. I've always been a worker and outreach and on and on. And after my daughter, it's been a draining. I go into churches. I haven't belonged to. I go into churches and it seems like I can't settle there. I just can't settle there. And I come back and I don't go. And I'm normally a person that's in church 100%, everything to do. But I know it's an attack. But it seems like it just keeps working and I want to go back out there and serve the Lord and do the work of the ministry because I'm a soldier out there in the field and I know witnessing and praising the Lord in different ministries, but it seems like my heart is not in it. And I just want the Lord, He knows about it, but I just want to be faithful that I can get up and stop and be excited about going into the house of the Lord. Amen.
Let me prophesy to you for a moment. You've experienced some church hurt, and when you experience church hurt, that's one of the most deepest hurts to get over. Hear what I'm saying and hear me well. It's one of the most toughest hurts to get over is when someone in the kingdom of God hurts you because it damages you more than anything else. And I see the way you are diligently and you are faithful in everything that you're doing, your work and your labor and your tithes and your offering and everything that you do, you give it 100% unto God. But I hear God say to tell you this day that you need to allow me to restore you because I want to restore you and place you back in your rightful place. For this is the time and hour that I shall do great things in you. But you've got to let go of the hurt. You got to let go of the pain, said God, and you got to allow yourself to emerge into me. For I am God, and I want to do some great things for you, said God.
Thank you, Jesus.
But you got to get rid of the hurt. You got to release the hurt.
Yes.
Not tomorrow, but now.
Glory to God.
Why? Because God is up to something in your life. He's up to something major in your life. He wants to do some great things in you. Well, God said, will you allow me on today to do the things that I wish to do in your life?
Yes, Lord.
Hear the Holy Spirit of God. He says, I want to do some great things in your life. Eyes have not seen, neither have ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things I have in store for you. But I need you to position yourself.
Thank you, Jesus.
Position, position, position.
Yes, Lord.
Position yourself.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's a Kinnaman, do you want me hanging up? I'll hear a little more. There's a Kinnaman. I see your hand raised. Okay. Is it anybody else with any more prayer requests? Our live time is up. We're on recording time now, but you're still able to have the man of God to pray for you if you so desire. So,
is that Apostle Johnson?
Yes, Apostle Timothy Johnson.
Praise the Lord. Apostle Johnson, I heard you say, I could relate to the caller that just said about church, because I'm in that same position. And you said that church hurt is the worst hurt. You know, mama can hurt you, daddy can hurt you, your sisters and brothers, but church is something different about church hurt.
Yes, it is.
And I was a dedicated, committed soldier in my church, in my district, in my jurisdiction. But I got hurt, and then I got hurt recently when the wound from the church hurt hadn't healed. And then recently, I was hurt again. Church hurt is the hardest hurt to get rid of. It's so hard to, oh, my God. I thank you, Lord. I'm through.
Amen.
Let me say this to you, woman of God. What you have to understand is God expects us to have an expectation of him. And what we cannot do is allow the foolishness of man or woman to cause us to fall out of position with God.
Okay.
We have to allow ourselves to reject the pain, even though it's hard to reject the pain because we've got to look at the same person. But it's only God trying to transition you to the next level. It's a part of the process. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying that God said it's time to move from where we are. It's time to get out of the state that we are. Let me say this to you, and I say this with a voice of confidence to say to you, woman of God, that there's much need of you in the kingdom. So what am I saying? You got to get over where you are now.
Hallelujah.
God said this day to tell you to get up from where you are. Get up from where you are. God said, commit her to get up from where she is. God said this day I wipe away the hurt. After this day you will think no longer of what you've been through, what you've experienced, what you feel, and what you've had to go through.
Thank you, God. Thank you,
God. God said to tell you this day, I'm doing a makeover on you. Whatever people thought, whatever they seen, they won't even recognize when they see you. They will have to celebrate. Your enemy will have to celebrate you, God said. God said, I told you I'm making your enemy your footstool. And he says, I'm working on that. He said, just sit still and diligently wait on me. Seek me while there's yet time. For I am God, and I want to do something great in your life.
Help me, Jesus.
There's a greater anointing.
Hallelujah.
Do you hear what I'm saying to you, woman of God? There is a greater anointing. You can't walk around with this hurt another day.
Thank
not
you,
to
Lord.
This night. We buried it, and I commit it back to the grave. You know, if I was doing a funeral, and the mortician would come to me, and he would say, it's in the hand of the leader, and I would have to say, we commence this body back to the ground, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, and it would be over, and let the dead be buried. So I'm telling you today that God says, I'm burying some dead situations over your life. Some dead weight and some things are falling off now. Why? Because I command them to fall. God of mercy. I don't know who else is on this line that needs a funeral in your life, but God said we're killing some things tonight. We're burying some things tonight. So let's bury those things. Let's put those things down right now. God of mercy.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Shabbat Nansaya.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Woman of God, I tell you, it's buried. I tell you, it's buried. Can I tell you what he did and then what she turned around and did after that to echo the fact to give you a double full whammy? God said to tell you to remind you it's over. And you know, I don't know your business from nothing. But God said what he did and then what she did to double full whammy it, to come at you in the same way, God said to tell you it's over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, I wipe this from your heart this day.
Help me, Jesus.
Help me, Jesus.
Yes, sir, I hear you. Loud and clear.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Is it accurate?
It wasn't a she, but you're pretty much there.
There's a he, but there was a he that was influenced by a she. I know and I see in the spirit there was a double full whammy. There was a double full whammy. The pressure of she was provoked by the she.
You know, that's right. You're on point. You're right on point. Thinking about it, yes. It was the wife that influenced the husband.
I see and I hear clearly because I know God. I'm not one of those phony prophets that just tell you what comes to the top of my mind because I want to tickle your funny bone.
All right,
I have nothing to say but the voice of what God has said. But I tell you this day, God is wiped it clean, and I say to you, woman of God, stand still and see the salvation of God. Walk in the glory of God and the fulfillment of God and who God is for your life.
Amen. Well, that was the first wound. Now the wound has been reopened, like the Band-Aid came off.
Thank you, Father.
You were right on target on the first wound. And I thank you for what you said. God bless you.
Help
me, Jesus.
I am my God. God, my God.
Any more on the line? Your lines are open. Any more prayer requests before we shut it down.
I have a prayer request. Yes, go ahead. This is Minister Mims requesting prayer. I am requesting prayer because sometimes we walk in our will instead of walking in God's will because our will feels better. But I'm just asking for prayer to help me to walk through God's will, even no matter how much it may hurt or whatever may go on, that he will keep me and sustain me. But I'm looking for prayer for that.
I think that I know I hear my spirit to God say that the answers are already there. And God said, what I've spoken is what you have to believe. What I say to your heart and your spirit is what you have to know and believe. You said, just trust me within this hour, and everything shall come to pass. Dead God.
Well, hallelujah. No recording time now. Anybody else before we close the line down? We truly thank God for the move of the Spirit on today. Truly, it was God moving. And all of us, as we said earlier, all of us have some needs. And sometimes we're embarrassed. Sometimes we're too ashamed.
to even voice it. But if you don't voice it, you can't get any help. We know what's going on with us, but sometimes God wants us to have open confession. Open confession. When we do it openly, God is able to bless us. He's able to help us. So we thank God for the word, the spirit of God. The word has been spoken through the apostle and elder Gates have preached and have prayed and have ministered to us today. And it was God's will that this broadcast was the way it was on today. And I thank God for it. I thank him for him moving. I thank him for all that he's doing. So we thank God for you. We pray that God will bless each and every one of you all to have a beautiful and blessed day. If anybody needs Apostle Johnson's information, he's an open, free-hearted apostle, and I certainly will be happy to give you the numbers to call us after the broadcast and let us know, you know, and get the number, and we will certainly give that number to you. Thank you, Elder Gates. We'll just have to schedule you if you're not busy Monday, and we're going to continue on. We didn't hear on the chapter today, chapter 17, but we're going to continue on with this series. This is what the Lord has put in our spirit, the Acts of the Apostles, but we're going to continue on with this series. Amen. So tune in tomorrow for The Overcame with Minister Billy Burns, Apex, North Carolina. She'll be hosting in the morning at 5 a.m. So we're going to go back to Elder Gates and let him do a dismissal prayer. And God bless you all. We love you and have a beautiful weekend. Elder Gates.
Amen. Father, we thank you, God, for all of your goodness and for your kindness. For God, we thank you for your We thank you, God, for how you minister to your people. We thank you, God, for how your people opened up to you. We thank you, O God, for how your people were ministered to. We thank you, God, for how your people have been released, how your people have been healed, how your people have been delivered, how your people have been set free. And now, God, help us to maintain what you have done with us and for us through thanksgiving. Thank you, God, for all that you are doing for us even right now. And, God, we pray, yes, Lord, that you would give us a safe and a harmless weekend. That God, you would speak to us in the midnight hour. That you would speak to us, God, as we go and as we go in faith and as we go believing in Jesus' name. Help us to understand that God, we cannot please you without faith. And God, I thank you, God, for your people, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you for the ministry of the Spirit. I thank you for the woman of God in Evangelist Bernard. I pray, God, a special blessing upon her life and upon her ministry. We pray, oh God, that everything that was said and done, God, was to your glory and to your honor. And we give you praise in Jesus' name and for his sake. Thank God and amen.
Man of God, there's a great miracle coming your way.
Go ahead, Apostle Johnson.
There's a great miracle coming your way, man of God, because you dare to be obedient to the things of God. God said there's a great miracle that's coming your way. And I'm trying anything that's been spoken against your life that's not like God. Because God said that I'm not going to, he said to tell you this day, man of God, that there's been things people declare that are not so. And God said to tell you that the best is yet to come for you. And he says, my hand is upon you like never before. Like never before. Here in the north, that God is placing in your hands to where you can lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover. I see God is doing this thing. I had to tell you, the man of God, I had to tell you that there is greatness ahead for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I had to tell you, your prayer life is valuable. The word that is in your mouth, the instructions that God give you is powerful. My God is powerful.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Evangelist. I had to get it out.
That's all right. Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. And I'll receive that. God bless you, Apostle.
Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is I drew through the
choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to, but I made up my mind I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming up. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm going to worship.
I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now. He's healing me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing. Bless the Lord at all times. My heart is long for moments with thee.